Many minutes passed, and then the viewport filled with a patchwork of pastoral colors, yellows and greens and browns, an enlarging grid of fields crisscrossed with silver lines. Avery correctly assumed these were part of a maglev train system, 7 main lines heading out from depots at the base of each of the elevators, dividing into smaller branch lines like veins in a leaf. The wagon's computer came back over the PA to alert its passengers to return to their seats for deceleration into Utgard. But the technicians continued drinking beer from the dispensers with Healy as the first of the capital's buildings rose into view. The skyline wasn't spectacular. There were only a few dozen towers, none more than 20 stories high. But the buildings were all modern glass-shrouded designs, evidence that Harvest had come a long way since Avery's last visit. When he'd made his hit, the city wasn't much more than a few blocks of polycrete prefabs, and the whole colony had a population of 50, maybe 60,000 residents. Checking his comm pad one more time before putting it away, he learned that the number had grown to a little more than 300,000. Suddenly, the buildings disappeared, and the wagon darkened as it dropped into the number 3 strand's anchor, a ponderous polycrete monolith connected to a vast warehouse where dozens of cargo containers waited to ascend. Avery waited for the techs to clear the wagon, then joined Healy at the luggage bin. They retrieved their duffels and emerged from the anchor's passenger terminal, eyes blinking in Epsilon Indy's afternoon light. "Ag worlds," Healy grumbled. "Always hotter than shit." Utgard's thick equatorial air had instantly maxed the wicking properties of their uniforms. The fabric clung to the smalls of their backs as the two soldiers tromped west down a flagstone ramp to a broad, tree-lined boulevard. A white and green sedan taxi idled against the boulevard's curb. The stripe of holotape across its passenger side door flashed the simple message, "Transport, Johnson, Healy." "Open up!" Healy hollered, banging a fist on the taxi's roof. The vehicle raised its gull-wing doors and popped its trunk. Bags stowed, Avery settled in the driver's seat and Healy took shotgun. Fans hummed inside the dashboard and a frigid blast attacked the humid air. "Hello," the sedan chirped as it pulled into the boulevard's sparse traffic. "I have been instructed to take you to..." There was a pause as it prepared a concatenated response. "Colonial, Militia, Garrison, Gladsheim Highway, exit 29. Is that correct?" Healy licked the sweat from his upper lip. He'd managed to drink a decent amount of beer during the wagon's descent, and his words came out a little slurred.
"Yeah, but we need to make a stop. 113 Nobel Avenue."
"Confirmed. 13...
"Belay that," Avery barked. "Continue pre-confirmed route."
The sedan slowed, momentarily confused, then turned left down a boulevard that bordered the northern edge of a long grassy park, Utgard's central mall.
"What do you think you're doing?"
"One of the techs told me about a place with really friendly ladies, and I figured before we..."
Avery cut Healy short.
"Car, I'm driving."
"Do you assume all liability for..."
"Yes, and give me a map."
A compact steering wheel unfolded from a compartment in the dash. Avery clamped it tight with both hands. "Manual control confirmed," the sedan replied. "Please drive safely." As Avery thumbed a pressure pad in the wheel that linked to the sedan's accelerator, a ghostly grid of the surrounding streets appeared on the inner surface of the windshield. Avery instantly memorized the route.
"Kill the map, and lower the goddamn AC."
The fan slowed, and the humidity began to slink forward, cowed, but not beaten.
"Look, Johnson," Healy sighed, rolling up his shirt sleeves. "You're new to this, so let me explain. There are only a couple reasons to do CMT. First, it's very hard to get shot. Second, it's the best way I know to sample all kinds of colonial tail."
Avery changed lanes without warning. Healy swung hard against the passenger side door. The corpsman righted himself with a petulant sigh.
"A uniform will get you killed in Aridinus, but out here, it'll get you laid."
Avery forced himself to breathe a slow 3 count and eased his thumb off the accelerator. To his left, a fountain in the center of the mall shot plumes of water high into the air. The mist carried across the boulevard, turning the sedan's dusty windshield into a mottled, muddy mess.
The wipers came on automatically and quickly cleared the view.
My uniform means the same wherever I go, Avery said calmly. It tells people I'm a Marine, not some Navy squid who has never once been shot at, let alone fired a round at someone else. My uniform reminds me of the UNSC Code of Conduct, which has very clear restrictions on the consumption of alcohol and fraternization with civilians.
He waited for Healy to sit a little straighter in his seat.
Most important, my uniform reminds me of the men who are no longer alive to wear it.
Avery's mind flashed with memory, the ghostly outlines of a squad of Marines inside a restaurant, rendered bright white by a drone's thermal camera. He took his eyes off the road, stared straight at Healy.
You disrespect the uniform, you disrespect them. You hear me?
The corpsman swallowed dryly.
Yeah, I hear you. And from now on, my name is Staff Sergeant Johnson, understood?
I got it.
Healy grimaced and shifted to look out his window. He didn't need to say what else was on his mind. Avery clearly saw, I got it, asshole, in the way he locked his arms across his chest. As the sedan neared the end of the mall, Avery sped through an intersection past the imposing granite edifice of Harvest's Parliament. The eye-shaped building was surrounded by a low ironwork fence and well-manicured gardens. Its roof was thatched with sun-bleached wheat straw. Avery had meant everything he said, but he also regretted it. He and Healy were essentially the same rank, but he just ordered him around like a raw recruit. And when did I become such a hypocrite? Avery wondered, tightening his grip on the wheel. His 3-day bender back in the zone wasn't the first time he'd ended up drunk in uniform. Avery was preparing to deliver a terse apology when Healy muttered, Oh, and Staff Sergeant Johnson? When you get a chance, pull over. Petty Officer First Class Healy needs to puke.